Note reference, 35. Yet as we have seen, Derrida has not advocated a kind of textual nothingness, rather he has criticized the limitations of the traditional concept of text. Thus, it would seem to me important to take Derrida's critique of the traditional hermeneutical assumptions more seriously, though not to the point of abandoning text interpretation altogether. One of Derrida's main contributions to hermeneutics lies precisely in his powerful warning against any form of absolutist or authoritarian reading of texts. We may learn from Derrida, then, to appreciate the difference between speaking and writing, and thus concentrate anew on the interpretative possibilities which a text's semantic autonomy entails, and we may agree with him that a naive linguistic positivism, that is the belief in the successful process of signification from words to things, needs to be challenged, but we realize that our human communication, oral as well as written discourse, is based on the shared expectation of all of its participants that some form of meaning can be expressed and is, in fact, expressed and communicated. Thus, the more concrete expectation of some readers to find existential meaning or sense in the act of reading also seems justified. Of course, after Derrida...